The day he was elected Senate Majority Leader in 1989, Senator George Mitchell met with Bob Dole. During a December 2012 interview with CNN, the Maine Democrat shared how he told the Republican Senate leader that he wouldn't surprise him or even criticize him personally. He said while they disagreed on legislation almost every day, this show of respect formed the foundation of a more productive working relationship. With only 13% of Americans approving of Congress, according to a March Gallup poll, I spoke to Senator Mitchell to get his thoughts on partisanship in the current Congress.
How would you describe the state of trust and mutual respect in Congress today, and how do you think that impacts the ability of those bodies to make policy?
I don't know the details of current participants. I'm not involved directly in the political process, and I don't live in Washington, so that would have to come from the participants themselves. I think it's fair to say that while we thought it was difficult in the atmosphere in which we operated, and American politics has always been pretty rough and tough, it's obviously much more difficult now, probably for a lot of factors, some of which I'm aware of, some not. I do think that if you get to know someone and you trust them, you are more able to do business with them, whether it's in politics or anything else, rather than if you're trying to work something out with someone you don't like and you don't trust. You can't quantify that in terms of this bill or that bill, but I think it's a pretty clear fact of human nature. Not that you ask people to surrender their convictions or principles, but simply that if you trust someone and you believe in what they say and you have confidence that they'll do what they say, then I think you can advance business. And I think you also tend to create an atmosphere where loyalty to the country becomes a higher value than loyalty to the party or to the ideology.
Mitchell points to the use of the filibuster as a kind of litmus test for partisanship.
The entire 100-year period of the 19th century, there were 16 filibusters in the Senate. That's one every 6.5 years. My last 2 years as Senate Majority Leader, I had to file petitions to end filibusters more than 70 times. And in the last couple of years, Harry Reid has had to file them. I don't know the number. I think it's about a couple of hundred. So you've obviously had people more willing to use aggressive tactics of obstruction to prevent things from happening than ever before in our history. And that reflects, I think, a decline in loyalty to the institution and an increase in loyalty to party and ideology, which is not good for the country in the long run.
Still keeping with domestic policy, what do you think are the most significant issues that the current American government, from the president to Congress, needs to confront?
The overriding issue, of course, is the economy, because a strong economy is essential to every other endeavor that we want to undertake, whether it's our defense, our education, our health care, everything else. Much depends upon a strong, growing economy, and that's been a problem in the last few years.
Again, Mitchell sees compromise and bipartisan cooperation as key to improving the U.S. economy.
This is a country, this is a very big country with many diverse points of view, divided roughly in half in terms of political party and philosophy, and people have to be able to work out compromises. That means, by definition, you don't get 100% of what you want. I think that's required and inevitable in our society, and the real challenge is, can we develop political compromises that don't require anyone to sacrifice their own convictions or basic principles? Not easy to do, but I think strong and effective leaders can do it, and I hope that they will do it in terms of our economy and job creation. That really is the most significant thing that we can do, and it underlies every other issue.
Tuesday night, Senator Mitchell joins Baylor University President Ken Starr for the On Topic series. More details can be found on KWBU's Facebook page. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.